Support comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, committed to the idea that mental health, like physical wellness, requires regular maintenance and checkups. More information at sunshine2000.com.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Following the Oscars and other recent award ceremonies, we wanted to bring you a conversation with a young New York-based actor with family ties to Alabama. Last Thanksgiving, we talked with Alex Wade, whose grandmother lives in Florence, Alabama. Alex has starred in an independent film he'll tell you about, and he's also pursuing stand-up routines while working his professional job. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
In an earlier interview, we enjoyed your reading a poem from the Coondog Cemetery, and I wanted to explore a little bit about your background and your direction in life. So how did you get started in New York?
I've been acting since I was 13. I'm 28 now. I moved to New York City about 6 years ago with the intention of pursuing acting as a full-time career, and it's a long and arduous process.
You just completed an indie film. Tell us about that and your starring role.
Yeah, absolutely. This was my first independent film where I was the lead of. We did a presentation or a showing of it in New York City. It was a lot of fun. It's a 10-minute length film that's going to be submitted to lots of short film festivals right now. My role in it, it's called The Doorman, and I play Austin Beck, who is a kind of a loner who just moved to New York City, and he gets shoved in the hallway of his new apartment building and looks to see a doorman across the way and sees that everyone is, you know, loving this doorman, is giving him high fives. He's giving flowers to everyone, and it really inspires Austin to become a doorman himself of his own building. But it's kind of weird because there's never really been a doorman at this building, so he just kind of inserts himself awkwardly into this role in his life until eventually he goes to a party and he gets kicked out because they find about his deception and his lies about pretending to be the doorman.
Walk us through how The Doorman was made.
So it first started off with the writer, George Ayres. He has been writing scripts for a while now, and he recruits people to help him find a cast, to help find directors of photography, directors of sound, to help produce and make this film. And his friend thought of me for casting of the role and, you know, cast me. After that, we go into the production of it and, you know, all the setting up of getting shot for shot, what each scene is going to be like. All this part, by the way, I'm not involved in. I'm just there for like a weekend or two to perform and act in it while they take all these shots. But then after that weekend happens, they then, you know, take all the material that they filmed and recorded, and then they go and edit it. And that took many months. So they color correct it and they make me sound good. And then we put it up in a small theater in New York City. It was very fun.
When you shoot a film like that, does that mean that there are property owners that have to sign, say, an agreement and you have to clear traffic and work with the law enforcement agency? How does all that work?
In a more professional film, yes. Independent films are much more scrappy and driven by the people who are doing things. So we got an apartment building, someone who was living there, and we got incredibly lucky because the apartment next to theirs happened to just have been vacated. We asked if we could use that for the day, and that's where we set up a lot of our things. So the actual filming of it, we get all these different locations, different places, and you know, when some guy walks by on the sidewalk, we ask them not to step in our shot. That's basically the extent of it at this level.
How many crew members would be on an indie shoot like this?
So this one, probably 10 to 15 or so of different people holding the lights, holding, you know, the microphones, different directors of photography or sound. Those two people are in charge of very specific aspects of how it's made. There's the directors. There's different producers who are coming in and out trying to help out.
After the film festivals get hold of The Doorman, this indie film that you just shot, can people see it, say, online anywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. I will be posting it on my website, alex-wade.com. But before it actually gets released to the public, unfortunately, they're going to be taking it around to, as you said, all these independent film festivals to see if, you know, we can garner some media attention, if we can get some awards and stuff like that.
What is the difference in Broadway and off-Broadway?
So there's like short films that I do. I also do stage theater. They're kind of different beasts, but still in the same realm. But Broadway shows are the really big theaters, like on Broadway, you know, in New York City. But it's actually a technical term defined as more than 500 people for the capacity of the audience. So I've been doing improv for the last year or so, 100 to 500 people. And then anything less than 100 people, in the theater community, we just call it off-Broadway, but that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke. That just means you're in, you know, some hole-in-the-wall bar or some small black box theater, you know?
Alex, let's switch gears a minute. You just completed some stand-up comedy routines. How did that go, and how did you get into it?
Yeah, that's been another passion of mine. So I've been doing improv for the last year or so, and this is another kind of sect of the community, of the theatrical performing communities. Like, there's film, theater, and improv, and stand-up, and all sorts of different people performing these things. But improv is kind of more in the comedy realm of things. So I've made a lot of friends there who are different improv people and comedy people. And I've been going to a lot of their different shows, which are often like variety shows that do have a lot of stand-up people there. So I've been kind of really interested in doing that lately. Honestly, mainly from the perspective of an actor, of a stage or film actor, because while I really respect what stand-up comedians are doing and they're very talented, I feel like there's a certain lack of theatricality that stand-up comedians don't have and they don't know how to bring. And like, that's where I think I can really find my own niche, is like bringing that stage presence that I've garnered through years of acting on a stage. But I've only done a couple of open mics so far, and they've gone pretty well, but it is incredibly nerve-wracking because I'm me on stage. I'm Alex Wade, and I'm coming up with my own material that's about my own life. And if they don't laugh, they're not laughing at me. And that's a lot harder than if I'm on the stage and they're not laughing at Hamlet or some schmuck on stage, because I get to clean my hands at the end of the day and be like, oh, that performance was done, versus, oh, I bombed because my material and performance was bad.
Alex, I understand your aunt and uncle did theater in high school. Is this where you got your start?
I absolutely got my start when I was 13 years old. My older brother was doing the lights and sound and stuff like that. And I always followed what my brother did. Going to my freshman year of high school, I was like, I'm going to be doing that too, until my friend at the time forced me to do the musical my freshman year. And I was very reticent and scared to do it, but I fell in love with it. And that's where I got my start.
How did you develop your vocal skills? You have a strong voice.
Thank you. I would say through tons and tons of classes, of course, but also I was a camp counselor for many years. And basically you get on the stage at a campfire and you have to yell as loud as you can. That's really where I learned most of my projection skills.
And at this point in your career, what would you like to share with your listeners to encourage them to try out theater?
Doing it is the best way. Find classes. That's number one thing. I am always, always taking classes, even now. A second thing is making stuff your own. So like, independent films are just people who have a camera, have some friends, and they want to go out and make something. So go make it yourself. Like, you don't have to find an agent or a manager to start doing the work. Doing it yourself is most important. You can go and do community theater. That's great and fantastic. Please don't give up. We need more artists and actors in the world.
And your listeners can follow you on your website, which is?
Yes, my website is alex-wade.com, or you can find me on Instagram if you like, of alexwade13. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. This has been so lovely.
That was New York-based actor Alex Wade, who is starring in The Doorman, an independent film. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.